Matt Bevan is here. What's making headlines around the world this morning, Matt?
Morning, Hamish. There is a leadership race on in the UK with around a dozen candidates declaring that they are interested in taking over from Theresa May as the British Prime Minister. And that means that the dirt files are open. The internet is being flooded with embarrassing videos from the major candidates' pasts because essentially none of the candidates have issued any major policy positions or concrete promises on how they would handle Brexit better than Theresa May, there isn't much else to report on apart from these embarrassing videos. So today, I want to get them out of the way so next time we talk about this, we can focus on policies. As I say, there are around a dozen candidates and we can't focus on all of them today. So let's focus on the three men the bookies say are most likely to win the top job. Starting with Dominic Raab, who the bookies are giving an 18% chance of victory. Dominic Raab was the Brexit Secretary between July and November last year. During that time, he was in charge of the Brexit negotiations. But in the end, he resigned in opposition to the withdrawal agreement that he himself had negotiated. During his time as Brexit Secretary, he seemed astonished to find out that the UK was reliant on trade across the English Channel.
We are, and I hadn't quite understood the full extent of this, but if you look at the UK and you look at how we trade in goods, we're particularly reliant on the Dover-Calais crossing. And that's one of the reasons why we've wanted to make sure that we have a specific and very proximate relationship with the EU to ensure frictionless trade at the border.
The reliance on the Dover-Calais crossing is sort of a fairly self-evident thing anyway, but that's not the only embarrassing video going around. He's created a new one since he announced his candidacy that's being spread around a lot. He suggested that if he becomes the Prime Minister, the UK may not pay a promised £39 billion divorce bill to the EU if they don't find a free trade deal. He said this would give the British economy a sudden £39 billion boost. But when he was pushed on this by the BBC's Andrew Marr, that figure turned out to be a little wobbly.
And we've got £39 billion worth to put the rocket boosters up the economy to support business.
Can I just ask you very, very straight? You mentioned the £39 billion. Is your view that if we leave without a deal in October, then we keep all of that money and we can spend it, as it were, to mitigate any financial shock of a no-deal exit?
I think probably, under our strict legal obligations, a fraction of that would be due, but you would get at least, I would say, 25 of that billion.
So £14 billion kind of just disappeared in the space of less than a minute, 39 down to 25. Meanwhile, the Environment Secretary, Michael Gove, has also thrown his hat in the ring and bookies are giving him an 18% chance of winning. Subsequently, this rather jolly video has emerged of him talking about Game of Thrones a few years ago.
My favourite character in Game of Thrones is undoubtedly Tyrion Lannister. And the moment I love most is when he leads what's apparently a hopeless charge of his troops in defence of King's Landing against the forces of Stannis Baratheon.
Gove says Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones reminds him of Winston Churchill, and that won't be a problem for him, I wouldn't have thought. But his previous career as a journalist and occasional satirist might be a bit of a problem. In the early 90s, Gove, who was born in Edinburgh, was part of a team who made a short-lived Channel 4 satirical news show. And as part of his time on that show, he made fun of his fellow Scots.
For most English people, the Scot is an unattractive creature. Most Scots in London are not professionals. They're not in journalism, the law, or in business, but in the London Underground, begging.
Get away!
They're handicapped only by the impenetrability of their accent. The Scots' ability to wheedle money out of the English isn't restricted to drunks on the embankment. Drunks in Westminster have shown they're good at it too. A Scot rarely opens his mouth in Parliament without simultaneously extending an outstretched palm.
But the leader on the betting markets is the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who is the bookies are giving a 40% chance of winning. Now, of course, there are a million old videos of Boris Johnson doing vaguely embarrassing things, but they're all seen as quite endearing and are one of the reasons for his popularity. But that's not what is being spread around online. What's being spread around online is more recent stuff. And mainly, it's this exchange on the BBC with journalist Eddie Mair ahead of the release of a documentary about Johnson.
The Times let you go after you made up a quote. Why did you make up a quote?
What happened was that I ascribed events that were supposed to have taken place before the death of Piers Gaveston to events that actually took place after the death
of Piers
Gaveston.
You made something up. Let me ask you about another little...
I mean, I mildly sandpapered something somebody
said. Let me ask you about a barefaced lie.
It's very embarrassing. I'm very sorry about it.
Let me ask you about a barefaced lie. When you were in Michael Howard's team, you denied to him you were having an affair. It turned out you were. And he sacked you for that. Why did you lie to your party?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, with great respect. On that, I never had any conversation with Michael Howard about that matter. And, you know, I didn't...
You did lie to him.
I don't propose to go into all that again.
I don't blame you.
No, well, why should I? I mean, I've been through, you know, that question a lot with the documentary.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about something else?
The programme also includes, well, this is about your integrity.
Okay.
The programme includes your reaction as you listen to a phone call in which your friend, Darius Guppy, asks you to supply the address of a journalist so that he can have him physically assaulted. The words beaten up and broken ribs are said to you. And you, having heard that, you tell your friend, Darius Guppy, you will supply the address. What does that say about you, Boris Johnson?
Well,
aren't you, in fact, making up quotes, lying to your party leader, wanting to be part of someone being physically assaulted? You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you?
It's going to be a tough battle for anyone to get into this job, and whoever gets it will have an even tougher battle to deliver Brexit, really, Hamish. This is the beginning of the difficulties.
Feeling embarrassed about the standard of our interviewing, having just listened to that one on the BBC.
Pretty good.
Matt Bevan, thank you very much. Cheers, we'll talk to you again next hour. It is 9 minutes to 7.